Hey, Josh, getting ready for Carolina's defense. You guys have gone against some very impressive defenses thus far, teams that can exert a lot of pressure on the quarterback in particular. Where does this one fit in, you know, the gauntlet of defenses you had to face in terms of its ability and also scheme-wise how difficult it is based on what they've done to opposing teams, especially yesterday in San Francisco?
Well, this is obviously a very highly ranked defense in basically every statistical category, and they should be. This is a good, well-rounded group of players with I would say a lot of guys capable of making big plays. They've certainly been able to turn the ball over. They got one of the better linebackers in all of football in Kuechly, but they got a good linebacking core. They get an incredible amount of pressure on the quarterback without having the blitz, which is, I'd say, a luxury that some teams have and some teams don't. And when you can do that with just a four-man rush, that certainly allows you to, you know, take your other seven guys and, you know, try to make it difficult to find holes to throw the ball in the passing game too. So Coach Rivera and Sean McDermott do a great job with this group, and they play real physical. It's a real physical group. Don't give up a lot of big plays. Really good in situational football. Really, play that is very difficult. Even if you get it down into the red zone, it's not easy to score touchdowns. Sack the quarterback, like I said, create turnovers. I mean, it's all the things that that you'd want in a defense, and they have them, and they're obviously playing as well as any group that we've played all year, and this will be a great challenge for us on Monday night.
Josh, just mentioning, piggybacking off what you just said, that they do a nice job getting pressure with a standard four-man rush. Like, when you said that, the first thought I had was sort of like the Giants and some of the struggles that they gave you guys in recent years. Do you see any linkage there? And the reason I ask is that obviously the general manager of the Panthers comes from the Giants, or is that sort of a stretch there that I made that doesn't really connect?
I think there's different teams that have been able to do this. The fact that, there may be a connection there from the past with the general manager, maybe that has something to do with it, and maybe it's more of a coincidence, I'm not sure. But we've played, many teams in the past that have, I would say, fallen under this category. I mean, the indie teams were always like this. The Giants did a good job of being able to create pressure. The old Miami teams, back in the day with Jason Taylor and those groups. So, what is this defense like relative to those? I think this is really its own group, their own style. They use some different coverage aspects that those teams didn't. I think they're very fortunate to have real good depth and really solid players along the front. I mean, that's really the key there, is that they got good, talented players that play extremely hard, very physical, that can all rush the passer from any spot on the field. So, like I said, it'll be a great challenge for us, and they're certainly playing well.
Josh, with Austin Collie, you're going on the injured reserve, shuffle some things around. How do you envision maybe piecing together whatever his role was, how you viewed his role with other players?
Well, we've got a lot of guys that have played, in different roles, different spots. I think the guys that have been active the last couple weeks, with AD and Julian and Danny, being able to try to, have some consistency in terms of the things that we're doing with those guys. And then KT and Josh Boyce, will also, I would say, factor into the competition in terms of who's active and how we go about forming the game plan. So I think this is actually, you never like to see a player get hurt, and certainly Austin was helping us and doing what we asked of him. But anytime you have a situation like this that comes up, during the course of the season, it usually provides, you know, a little spark of competition, and you know, I think that's healthy for any group on the team, and we'll look forward to, you know, the receivers going out there and having a good week of practice and then trying to let it unfold from there.
This is sort of obvious, Josh, but, you know, because we saw what Shane Vereen did in the season opener, where he was, you know, looked to be excellent in that game, you know, with the possibility of at least him being eligible to come back this week. What are your thoughts on just, you know, getting him back into the mix, assuming he's ready, and what he brings?
Well, Shane's a good football player, and as soon as he's ready and able to help us, and, you know, we're able to play him, then, you know, certainly he'll have a role in the game. You know, he definitely did make a big impact in week one, and I don't know if we could expect him to do that right off the bat, you know, in his first game back, whatever that is. But we'll look forward to having him back, and, you know, he's a really good kid, great teammate, and obviously a good football player that can help us, so we're looking forward to that.
Hey, Josh, I don't mean this facetiously. I just, you know, it was sort of under, I would say, you know, lower profile group before the season, but the Panther secondary seems to be playing pretty well. You can sort of highlight sort of the, you know, the key players involved, personnel involved, and then what's worked for them, at least of what you've seen thus far?
Well, I think it's, you know, they have a good blend of experience and veteran players, along with some talented younger players mixed in there. you know, Mitchell and Mikkel, you know, at the safety spot, they've both been in the league for a while. They know the defense. They're very rarely out of position. They do a good job of disguising the coverages and making sure that everybody's on the same page. You know, Munnerlin and Florence, you know, this isn't their first or second year in the league either, and both of them seem to be playing the system very well. White is a younger guy that's made some plays this year, and then they got some other guys. Norman and Thomas have also played in there at corner as well. So I'd say overall it's a very consistent group. They don't give up a lot of big plays. They're very, very rarely out of position. Almost always, you know, are in the proper leverage position. You know, they tackle when the ball gets completed in front of them. You know, which I, like I said, they don't give up a lot of big plays from catch and runs or big plays over their head either. So they fit in very well with the entire scheme of the defense. They know that they got a good front up there that's not going to allow the quarterback to hold the ball forever. And, you know, they when they take a chance, they're usually right, like Florence did in the Atlanta game, and they understand that they don't have to cover forever, and that gives them an advantage. So I think they're just a group that's playing well right now and really complimentary with the rest of their group.
Hey, Josh, I'm coming at you a little off the radar here, but the question's asked about Ryan Mallett. Just after watching around the league, just seeing some of the starting quarterbacks go down and the importance of having a guy that can run the offense if you need to turn to him. We don't get to really see Ryan. He hasn't played a snap this year. So I just wanted to ask you, from you being able to see him in practice and evaluate him in that, you know, arena, if you will, like, what are your thoughts on his development at this stage of his career?
Well, I think Ryan comes to work every week with a great attitude and a great approach. He prepares as if he's playing. I think he's continued to try to work at, you know, what it means to be a quarterback in this league and, you know, prepare hard, go through your daily preparation of each segment of the game plan. He's really done a nice job of trying to give our defense a good look each week, which I think is an underrated part of a backup quarterback preparation, but it's very important nonetheless because, you know, you get an opportunity to go back there and make reads and throw the ball accurately and work on your fundamentals and get better and, you know, lead that team, even though it might not be the first offense all the time. You get a chance to do those kind of things as a quarterback on the scout team, and I think he's really done a nice job and taken taking a lot of leadership and responsibility there. So, I mean, I think Ryan's doing a good job of, you know, of continuing to try to push himself they get better and improve, and we have a lot of confidence in him.
Hey, Josh, this is a bit off the wall, I think, and it's just in general as a play caller. This stage of the year, when you watch tape and you see what other teams around the league are doing against the defense you're going against, if it's something that doesn't necessarily fit with what you do today, you file it away for future reference. You add plays to the playbook, in other words, this year, or is it something you revisit in the offseason just to try to expand your own repertoire?
Well, I think that any time you see some team or a coach try to implement something that maybe you don't do that gives them an element of success, I think you notice it, and you certainly take note of that, whether you keep it filed away, whether you try to implement it or incorporate it in your offense, what you're doing currently. I just think that all coaches are interested in seeing other good teams play, other good coaches coach, and if you see something that you may think has a chance to fit what your team does, then certainly aren't too proud to take an idea from somebody else and try to use it, to help your team win. So it's interesting. I think ultimately you got to do what you believe in, and if you see some things that may fit into that category, then that I wouldn't be afraid to use them.
How about if another player comes in during the course of the season and he brings a different kind of skill set like that? Give you the idea of putting something in for that specific player.
I think we're always trying to use our players in the right way, and if that means that a player has a is better blocking these types of plays than he is some other type of play, then maybe you run a little bit more of those. If a runner sees this play better than he sees that one, then maybe you adapt some of your system and do it that way too. I think the key is having a broad enough background and foundation that if and when you need to use something different or choose to use something different, your players or the skill or the system of the team that you're competing against determines that you do so, that you're able to do it. And that's really the biggest thing. That's why we practice a lot during the course of the off season and training camp, and not every single thing we're doing is for the here and now. We're trying to get better every day, but there's also a lot of things that you try to get practice reps at and improve and get better at that you may use a little bit down the road. So I think all that fits in together, and that's the way a long season goes.